How's it going?
Goodbye.
Well, Fred, you guys saw the Broncos around the same time last year. What have you noticed different in looking at the tapes this season?
Well, if you're a sport fan of any sort, you can look at ESPN and see the difference. They're putting up points, man. They're definitely putting up a ton of points, and they're playing outstanding team football. And they're playing fast. They started fast, and they're finishing strong towards the end of the games.
How about defensively specifically? Last year, you guys just basically concentrated on the run and jammed it down their throats. So what have you seen defensively different from maybe last year when you guys approached that game?
They've made some changes. They're not the group that was a smaller bunch up front last year, whereas we came in the game saying, okay, we're going to run the ball. We're going to try and treat them like the Colts usually. With the smaller guys, you want to try and establish the run first so you're able to be a little bit more patient in that area. But now, with Roberson and with Marcus, they're playing outstanding in the middle. They have some size now. And then their ends are strong, very fast guys. Their linebacking core, I think with them putting Nate in the middle and then adding Boss as well as DJ, that's a nice core. And then their secondary is, Champ and Dre. They've been, very elite corners in the league for some years now. Along with Marlon, who's a very instinctive safety, and then Marquand, physical guy. So they put together a very good defense, a lot better than they were last year. They're youthful. They're young, very energetic, and they're flying around.
Fred, you guys had the ball for 38 minutes last year in that win over Denver. How important is that going to be to keep this offense off the field?
You keep referencing back to last year, as you can tell by our start this year, we don't really have any thing to compare ourselves to from last year just yet, as far as our team goes. But, you want to try and establish the run, which also means you want to possess the ball, which in turn tie into the time of possession. I'm pretty sure a lot of coaches want to tell you that philosophy, but in the same breath, they would like to say they want to score points. You can have the ball for 40 minutes and, barely win like we did up there versus the Colts. We had it for 41 and had to use the field goal to get out of there. So, I would rather score points as opposed to possess the ball. So you want to strike quick. So to answer your question, I don't know how important it is, but we want to try and establish the line of scrimmage. That's always our mindset.
How debilitating have the injuries up front been to your running game this year?
It's been tough. It's been tough. We've lost some guys up front. We hadn't been the team or the guys to make excuses or complain about it. We're just not afforded that luxury of Vince Monowai and Mo Williams right now. But the other guys are definitely getting in there, playing with a lot of effort, a lot of heart. They're still learning. They're not gelled like the guys were a year ago. But they're still learning, and myself, as a running back, I consider myself a playmaker with and without the ball, as well as Maurice. We have to try to be more explosive and be more we want to try and put it all on our shoulders and just do a little bit more, but not press, not get over anxious or get overly frustrated. We just want to try and stick within our running styles and try and make something happen. But we'll see, man. It's a long season to get better. We still have a lot of time to improve.
Fred, how much pride do you guys take as a team in that physical style you play on both sides of the ball?
We that just comes from our head coach. He's a linebacker in his league for years. And then the coaches he's brought here on the staff. We want to try to go out there with that physical mindset. Every team in the league does, but some teams are built differently. And Jackie has a lot of say along with the scouts and what players he's signing and bringing in. Some coaches don't have that, opportunity. So as far as seeing the type of team that he wants, he's up there in Baltimore. They had a very physical defense, and he wanted start to try and bring that here and establish that mentality, you know, along with the on the offensive side of the ball. So every game for us is going to be a dogfight. We know it. That's just the way we're built, you know, just to slug it and grind it out for 60 minutes, and we take pride in that.
When you look at it, I know every game is important, but the situation your team's in right now, and how critical is this game for you guys to get, you know, 2-4 going into your bye? It doesn't look very good.
No, it doesn't look very good. 3-3, you know, usually doesn't look good either, but at this point, we'll take it. You know, like I said, we're very optimistic. We understand that we could easily be 0-5, or we could easily be 5-0. That's the NFL. You know, it comes down to the last second, and every game we've played this year has been a dogfight. No blowouts, only dogfights to the very last second. So we're prepared to play 60 minutes all out. You know, whatever the record says is what we've earned, but we're going to fight you to the end. And whatever team wins, they're going to be the team with smiles at the end of the night.
Fred, what's been the issues on third down for you? On offense.
Again, I'm sorry.
On third down on offense, what have been some of the issues?
I guess our first and second down efficiency. We've been in way, way too many third and longs, and that's hurt us. That's also hurt the amount of runs we could call because we hadn't, you know, strung together any third downs consecutively. And that kind of takes us out of our rhythm. It doesn't allow you to, you know, run, have consecutive runs. And, you know, we can't even complain about getting carries around here because we're not successful on third down. So we got to just, you know, let it all just tie into itself and just try and get better in every aspect of our offense. Because right now, we have a long way to go. Got a lot of improvement to do. And that's the only thing we're trying to do, become better as an offense. Not worry about what the other teams are doing, but just trying to execute our thing. So hopefully third down comes.
I know you've talked about it before, but how excited were you to go to the Pro Bowl this past year?
Pro Bowl was pretty nice. Pretty excited. I think the one thing that I've missed over the previous 9 years was just the camaraderie. The guys that are considered the Pro Bowl elite or the elite of our league, you know, those guys are just down to earth, everyday homeboy type of fellas. You know, the guys you see on the television a lot the most, Peyton, LaDainian, you know, several other guys, you know, they're clowns. They like to just kick it and have fun. But when it's time to be a professional, they know how to flip the switch and, you know, be that pro. So it was a lot of fun, though.
Objectively, how many do you think you should have gone to before?
I can sit here and name a couple, but, you know, I got at this point, it's irrelevant.
Do you ever get frustrated with that, being it's your peers who vote for a lot of it?
Well, I think earlier in my career I did, but then I realized how it goes as far as the market is concerned. As far as throughout the course of my career, I've been the type of player to excel and push late, not knowing that the voting shuts down, you know, prior to the last two games of the season. And usually that's the time when I'm still racking up 100-yard games. And, you know, being in this market doesn't help either. So when I put all of that in perspective, I was like, what the hell? I still feel I'm a Pro Bowl caliber player at heart. And as long as I can put that or get that respect from my peers throughout the course of a game and try and put out a little fear in the same sense, it's all good.
How many people did you bring over?
About 38. I had to play a lot of catch-up. People have been asking me for years if I made it where I invite them. So just a lot of family. Invited all of the running backs. So just had a lot of catching up to do.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, guys.